Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing getting your ex back, preparation. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing getting your ex back, preparation. So if you've been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, I suggest that you implement my version of the no contact rule. There are many different versions of the no contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarise yourself with my version of the no contact rule. But when you are going through no contact, you don't want to just be sitting there. You need to be preparing for the belief that your ex will one day reach out to you. Now, this might take days, weeks, months, it could be a year, it might never happen. There is no 100% guaranteed way to try to get your ex back. You know, you can't confirm it's definitely going to work. However, you can do things to increase the chances of one day them reaching out, and then you starting to rebuild your connection on a stronger foundation. So with that in mind, you need to be preparing for the thought that one day they might get back in touch, because if you don't prepare, then if and when they do get in touch with you, then you're not going to be in any position to start to rebuild a new connection. You need to be a better person than they remembered. And this links into something that I've spoke about at length in other podcasts, which is self-improvement. There are so many ways you can go through self-improvement, and it is a huge part of preparing to try to get your ex back. So self-improvement could cover educational things. You might want to go back to college. You might want to learn something from home in a kind of study setting. You might want to improve your knowledge of a certain skill. You might want to learn how to cook. You might want to learn how to change a car tire. You might be somebody who wants to improve their job prospects. You know, you might want to speak to your boss and say, you know, what do I need to do to move further up in this line of work? You might want to start your own business. Maybe you want to do something recreational in a creative sense. Maybe you want to be becoming somebody who has got more talents than you used to have. Whatever it is, all of these things will make you seem a version 2.0 of yourself to your ex and to other people if they get in touch with you. You know, you might meet somebody brand new and they really like what they see of you, and deep down you know that you know what they like are things that you didn't even used to do only a few months ago. So that can be very beneficial for meeting other people, new people as well. But in particular, when thinking about your ex, they obviously know how you used to be. So if they get in touch with you and they now find out that you're doing all of these different things, they're going to see proper growth. They're going to see you've grown as a person. So I've decided to try to help you as best I can via my YouTube channel. So if you're listening to this podcast on my YouTube channel, then just keep like watching my YouTube channel and you're going to notice these new type of videos start to pop up. Whereas if you are listening to this podcast via a different medium, you know, if you're listening to this podcast in a different way other than YouTube, which I know many of you do, then I do suggest you subscribe to my YouTube channel, because these particular videos that I'm going to tell you about in a moment are only going to be on my YouTube channel. You're not going to find the audio of them in any other place. So you need to make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. And the best way to find my YouTube channel is if you go to my website, dateme.tips, then if you scroll down, there is a part of the website where you can get a link straight to my YouTube channel. If you actually want to just search for it ordinarily, just go into YouTube and type Vincent Boss. There is a few other Vincent Bosses on YouTube, but my channel has by far the most videos and subscribers, and I'm pretty sure you will be able to quickly differentiate which is my channel. I will also put a link in the description to my YouTube channel for those people who are listening to this podcast on something other than YouTube. So once you're on my YouTube channel and you've subscribed, you will see that I've started a new playlist called Learn and Improve. So Learn and Improve is going to house these new videos that I'm going to be putting online, which I'm aiming to try to showcase a wide variety of self-improvement type things. And it's not going to be me doing them. You know, I want to find people who are good in their own field, because that's the point. You know, I want to show you people who know what they're doing in each individual situation, so you get to learn from people much better than I could do for you, for instance. So some of the videos are going to be aimed at men, some of the videos are going to be aimed at women, and some of the videos will be aimed at everybody. So, you know, just keep checking that playlist out, and obviously if you've subscribed, then you will get notified when I release new videos. So you'll be able to see, you know, some of them won't be aimed at things that you're interested in, and some of them will be. You know, one of the things I'm particularly interested in uploading there are kind of health and fitness type videos. I really want to help people improve their fitness levels, because that is something that we can all do. So I'm going to be looking to include those. And if you're listening to this podcast way out into the future, you know, I'm doing this now in late October 2019. If you're listening to this in years to come, then hopefully there will be a huge variety of videos in that playlist. Whereas if you're listening to it the moment I've dropped this podcast, you will find very little in there at the moment, but it is going to be growing. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you've understood what I'm trying to get across here, which is if you want to improve your chances of getting your ex back, you do need to make sure you prepare. And one of the biggest parts of preparing is via self-improvement. So I'm going to do my bit. I'm going to try to give you lots of ideas and concepts of self-improvement that you can pick and choose what is right for you. And hopefully it will stand you in good stead, and it will push you forward with your life for you to become a better version of yourself tomorrow than you are today.